We had an awesome on-field camp. The next portion for the guys, we're back into the classroom tonight, and then we'll be doing some things tomorrow, but it won't be on practice. And then Monday, we'll be back at it with our whole team together. So, man, we're excited to get kind of everybody acclimated. They got a taste of what the culture can be like, a taste of the practice tempo that we want to do, and then now we got a sneak preview and how to feature them with the other guys. So it was a very productive weekend on a lot of fronts, and guys were really battling for it today. The communication was better. The speed was better. We were really encouraged today. So with that, I'm glad to open it up.
So they got a taste of the culture. So much of that for you is competition. So was there any non-football? Was there ping pong or basketball? Was there other
stuff? Was definitely basketball involved. After the ending of the game last night, I don't think basketball could not be involved today. So there's no ties. We had a tie. We had some guys have to go for it at the end. There were push-ups involved. So we had a good weekend. And honestly, the communication from player to player, today's practice was significantly better than yesterday's, which you expect it to be. But the communication was better. The intensity was better. I was pleased with the effort.
What kind of feedback do you get from the guys about the atmosphere here? We heard from a couple guys yesterday who all were already talking about the brotherhood.
I have not spoke to anybody in specifically on that, but I want them to know what they're about to, you know, join into. And there's a standard that's set, you know, by many men before them that arrive here and will be here long after they're gone. So it's their responsibility to be a part of it and to uphold their part of it. And so these small things of how you conduct yourself in the locker room with your teammates, that happens over the next month with the team. And that's where we're at. Well, number one, just the size. You know, you can feel that right away. He's got the ability to make one cut and get vertical. We were happy with him coming out of the backfield. He didn't have a lot of pass catches in his career, so we wanted to try and feature that. Is that something that he can do? So he did a good job on that today. And then I saw him really busting it on special teams. That has to be a part of his role.
Was I asking about Garrett Scantling and how that process played out? I mean, happens occasionally that young guys get into the league without playing college football, but how did that process play out?
Well, he's a little bit ahead of the guys who came in because he's been through a few weeks of the off-season program. But today was his first time, helmet on, playing ball, yesterday was. So we're encouraged after a few days and encouraged enough to want to find out some more as we're going through it.
As the process began with him, did you talk to their track and field coach, I think?
You know what? I didn't specifically, but Thomas and the scouting guys, they did. And our first exposure to him was at our local tryout. And so that's where we found out how well he could run. I mean, obviously, they're documented track times. But just for a guy who's over 220 pounds with that kind of speed, catches your eye.
Yesterday, Duke said that he's basically going to become Keith Armstrong's best friend.
Yes.
How much is what he's going to be able to do on special teams for you guys going to be a part of?
And Keith has a number of new best friends, it would appear, over the weekend. We had a good talk about special teams and the role and the difference between being on the 53 and being on the 46 and being in sweats on game day and having a helmet and going to battle. And they all recognize I so badly want to go out and play and compete that I'm going to find that role on team. So if you're not playing offensive line and quarterback, there's got to be a role that you can dig for. So the amount of time that they put into offense, defense, we got to make sure the special teams portion is getting that share too. You can take away a lot, actually, after 2 days, because you want to stress, put as much on them as you can to find out how they handle that. You want to see them think under pressure. We wanted to see what type of competitors they are. Thankfully, it got nice and hot for us today, so that added a little bit of extra stress to it. Acclimating with new guys, so all those new stresses to put on to see how they'd perform. So we're constantly evaluating. How you could learn in the classroom, how you could learn and perform in a walkthrough. Can you really practice at a high speed and be under control? So for 2 days, we just tried to find out as much as we can about them to help them take them as far as we can. Number one, he's a little bigger even than I thought. So sometimes I just, you know, taller or bigger, however you feel. We knew he could run just based on times. And then getting him acclimated into it today, I was pleased to see him over the last 2 days, not only offensively but on teams as well, Vaughn. His speed, he can run, and that showed up. So for a guy that covets that like I do, I was pleased to see that, and I want to make sure you know, the competitive side. We can keep ramping that along too. But first 2 days, arrow definitely up.
Yeah, as a coach, when you look at a player like that that is a little bit different, a little bit unconventional, do you see that as like a challenge for you?
All of them have unique stuff, and that's our job to help find it and then bring it out of them and feature it in that very best way. So Eric is one, and Duke is one that has unique stuff. And so how do we take that unique things and then put them into the offense and find ways to utilize guys like that? So it's an awesome challenge, but the more we get to know them, the harder they go, and then we can really find out what they can do. So being available here at practice and trying different things, new techniques, it's an important part of that process.
Last question.
You might have talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I was out there, and he's, hey, you know, pointing guys in the right direction already.
Right.
And I know it's rookie minicamp and stuff like that, but how promising is that to see him?
Our the question was regarding communication at the linebacker spot, and especially with Duke Riley. I thought Riley and Tago, especially those two, jumped out to me in terms of the communication. You can tell the work that they've put in the classroom, you know, walking by their classroom the other night. No surprise hearing, you know, yelling coming out of there and full, you know, communication, film, and with Brick in there, I have all the confidence that he'll help him develop to take it as far as he can. I knew he was going to come in with a good football background. I'd known that about him from, you know, not only his LSU days, but all the way back even to his high school days. He's been a terrific competitor everywhere he's been. Then we got to see it on our field today, and he's definitely showed up in a big way.